Welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Real Story Podcast Series. Annie Jennings PR is a strategic marketing and publicity firm that offers advanced branding, publicity, and marketing services to clients. Annie Jennings PR helps clients achieve their optimal levels of success using media outreach and develops messages for clients, packages, and expands individuals, corporations, authors, and experts. Annie Jennings PR is well known for advising clients on exactly how to use their marketing dollars for optimal impact given their personal and professional set of circumstances. Annie Jennings also offers the famous pay-for-placement publicity strategy that allows clients to access the specific media exposure required by their marketing strategy without the high cost of monthly retainers. And Annie Jennings is the premier publicity expert in the country, with her knowledge sought out by professionals and organizations everywhere, including the Harvard Club of Boston, New York University's Publishing Program, and the American Society of Journalists and Authors. She's also a media expert, being featured on AOL.com, TheStreet.com, Us Weekly, and Fast Company, known for identifying trends as well as movers and shakers in any industry, who says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. And today we have a very special guest, Penny Perlman, who is a business consultant with an MBA from the Wharton School of Business of the University of Pennsylvania. She's author of the award-winning book, Pretty Smart, Lessons from Our Miss Americas. She's also an accomplished strategic leadership facilitator with over 25 years of business experience in working with Fortune 500 companies, guiding their workforce to higher levels of performance. So welcome, Annie Jennings and Penny Perlman, to the podcast.
Thank you, and Penny, welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Annie. I'm just thrilled to be talking with you today.
Yeah, it's terrific. You did a nice radio campaign with us. You have some successful TV media appearances that you've done, and you want to share a lot of the success secrets that you've learned along the way and that you use to make your media a smash hit experience for yourself. And I know that you loved the media. Initially, it gave you a lot of credibility. You were able to enhance your positioning in your industry. So why don't we talk a little bit about what it was like for you? I think we can start with radio, and then maybe we could also talk a little bit about preparation, too. One of the skill sets of being a great guest is good preparation. And I know that you're among our favorites in terms of the tremendous prep you did for all of your interviews. So tell us first about the credibility factor. How did you feel that your media contributed to your ability to be one of the top experts in your field?
Well, Annie, first off, I credit your organization with getting me placements all over the country in top media markets for my radio campaign, everything from Atlanta and Dallas and Sacramento and Chicago.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was great. And in Miami, so that was really great. So I know I got lots of exposure. And there's nothing like being able to list on your resume or on your website, you know, testimonials and places that you've been in order for people to really know that you're out there. There's nothing like third-party verification for enhancing your credibility. So that was, you know, one of the some of the important stuff that I got out of the radio campaign. And for me, too, it really helped me hone my skills, you know, before I moved on to television. That was a great aspect of it. Even though I've done a lot of public speaking, it's different on
radio. It's different. It absolutely is different. And one of the reasons we do recommend that people start with a radio campaign is it really does give you the opportunity to understand something called, I'll label it, media speak. That is the way the media runs its interviews. They're hard-hitting, they're fast-paced, they like the answer short, to the point, they like controversy, they like energy, they like to move things along. Remember, radio is all about ratings, and you've got to hang on to those listeners, keep them on the edge of your seat. And that's a little bit different, although it's similar in some ways to speaking, but speaking is more of a captive audience, right?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're speaking, they're already in the room with the radio. They can just push that button and change that dial.
Yeah, that's what they're worried about. So that's why the hosts do challenge you along the way. And the major shows that we talked about are some of the most challenging yet rewarding shows in the entire industry. They're name brand shows. Our campaign is packed with name brand shows and very well-known hosts, and in some cases, celebrity hosts. So that gives Penny a lot of credibility, but it also increases the bar of performance as well. So tell us, Penny, how did you prepare so that you were ready for the big game, the big shows, the big
time?
Well,
I think, right, well, as a speaker, of course, I always do a lot of preparation before I step up on the podium, regardless of whether or not I've done that speech before. And I always want to know more about my audience and who's going to be listening to me and what's important to them. So I always made it a point to go to the radio show's website, which you always supplied me with beforehand, and listen to podcasts of previous interviews by the specific host that I knew was going to be interviewing me, because everybody's got such different styles. So first I would really listen. And, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, some of the radio shows are 10 minutes and some are 20 and some, you know, luckily were even a half an hour. And the format's different for each of those type, you know, those lengths of shows. So you've got to be prepared to understand how the flow of the show goes. And that one of the, that's one of the ways that you learn is by listening to what's already come before, because each host has its own style.
Right, that's absolutely true. And also, a lot of these major shows, they do ask you to be fluent on the socially relevant issues that fall under your area of expertise. How did you find talking about some of the issues in the news that had to do with your topics and your expertise?
Well, sometimes we talk, you know, I mean, I'm very well versed on the things that I talk about all the time, but in order to be socially relevant, as you said, you've got to be up to date on what's happening in the news. And occasionally, because I talk about women and success, you know, there's lots of controversy out there about certain women in the news these days.
Oh, yeah.
Haley being a particular one. And, you know, I have my own opinions.
Which is always a lot of fun, though, that you get to weigh in, because now you're considered a thought leader in your field. This is what propels you to the new levels.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But what I did to make sure that I was on top of the latest news is I put in a Google alert for Sarah Palin so that I knew what people were saying about her, what she was saying in the news, so I'd be prepared if anybody threw anything at me
to
know
brilliant.
Exactly what was happening. And so, you know, every day I'd get my, sometimes twice a day, I would get a Google alert telling me everything that's on the web that has to do with Sarah Palin, and that was extremely helpful. And I've done that for other topics as well, as a way to just stay on top of what's going on out there, you know, amongst the, you know, the all the chatter and the blogs.
The pundits, the people who are weighing in, or the opinion makers, a lot of the major websites, there's always a pro and a con with Sarah Palin out there. There's always somebody who's saying what she's doing is terrific. There's the other person who has a counterpoint of view. Terrific. You just need to know what they are. And then formulate your own independent opinion based on your wisdom, experience, credentials, and knowledge. That's where the showcasing of your expertise comes in. And that's the beauty of radio, is you do get to formulate your own opinion and weigh in on the issues from your own point of view. But you certainly need to know where the media has been in the conversation, that's for sure. So preparation is important, but it's worth it. Because you wind
oh,
up
very
with,
much.
Yeah, amazing interviews, and you get to your next level. And that's the beauty, I think, of publicity, is the expansion process, where you realize, wow, I can really weigh in on a lot of topics. You know, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. A lot of people realize how good they are after working with us, and they admit it. Before us, sometimes they're shy about saying that they're good. Or they're like, wait a minute, I'm good, I know it, but I don't want to, like, tell everyone I'm good. By the time they're done with us, they're like, I'm good, and I know it, and here's why. So it works very well.
Well, I think there are some other things to help make sure that you're good. I know the things that I did that were really useful for me in terms of my preparation, because it's not just listening's just not enough, or watching. You know, when I got to do the television segments, I would also watch segments by the particular host, so I'd also know their style. But I would literally rehearse answers out loud, because it's one thing that you think about what your answer is going to be, but to get it to flow smoothly out of your mouth is another issue. And so actually practicing what it is you're going to say in response to certain kind of questions, and therefore that makes you anticipate some of the questions so you're ready for them, because there's nothing worse than, you know, somebody asking you a question you're totally unprepared for and you're like grasping for words.
It's terrible when you're live and on the air, especially on TV, because it's much more evident that your worship's surprised, if not shocked, by the question. So I like the way you prepared. It's very strong, especially if you're asked a question that you may not have thought of in advance that they were going to ask you. because now you can have an answer, but then segue back into your rehearsed answer and do it in a manner of which it flows and makes a lot of sense, rather
exactly.
than talking off the top of your head and saying something maybe you don't even really mean.
Right, and also one of the things I did, especially with radio, because I knew it was longer shows, is if I had some specific talking points,
mm-hmm.
I would keep that in front of me. I had them written out, either on index cards or on my computer screen or whatever, and then I'd be able to come up with something if I had a question that caught me a little bit off guard. I could
exactly.
always, as you said, segue into
mm-hmm.
something I knew that I could comfortably talk about. But I had that right in front of me, so that way I was never at a loss for words.
Yeah, I really like that. It's about creating a history of knowledge of conversation, knowledge of the events, and then conversation around the events. And then the index card is a great idea. That's exactly right. That's exactly what you should do, is always have your information available to you and right in front of you, especially with radio, because no one can see you, right? It's just you and millions, well, thousands or hundreds of thousands of people listening to the conversation. It's just you and your audience. And
right.
your notes.
Well, right. And well, but you know, that segues, let me talk a little bit about television and that kind of preparation, because you can't have your notes in front of me. So how do you do this? And you know you've got 3 minutes, right? And so you've got to get the best
mm-hmm.
out. The most important and juiciest things that you can say. You want them out there. And your publicist who I work with, Susan, was so great because she would always send me the pitch that she sent to the host, and so I would know what I was going to talk about. And in the car, I would rehearse answers to what I thought would be some critical questions out loud.
Exactly.
On the way. It's the same kind of thing, so that I was ready when I stood in front of the camera. And so it was fun for me. I really had a great time every time I did it.
I know. You did a terrific job for us. By the way, why don't we tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and a little bit about your website and perhaps a little bit about yourself and what services you do provide.
Sure. I'd love to do that. Thanks,
okay.
Annie. Well, the easiest thing is through my website, which is www.pennyperlman.com, PennyPerlman. And I work with individuals and organizations on strategies to achieve success. And it's all about following your dreams and going after what you want. And I work around visioning and planning and setting plans in place that are actually implementatable. And because people too often say they want to do something, but they don't take action.
Well, I just, exactly, they think of a million reasons why they can't do it rather than the one reason they can
they
do it.
Can. That's exactly right.
There you go. So, yeah, it's been wonderful interviewing with you. Are there any other success tips you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I would, especially
okay.
when it comes around to working with you.
And thank you.
One of the things, well, first of all, I want to say one of the things that I really liked so much is that I knew that I had a partner in working with both Stacy and Susan, and that if I had an issue or I had a concern, that they were available to me. And they always followed up to wanting to know how my segments went, and that was just very, very comforting. You know, I did have, you know, I want to share with your other listeners that, you know, I did have one radio interview early on that didn't go so well for me. And, you know, the hosts were, you know, they were just being very confrontational and were less than sympathetic to what I wanted to talk about. And that was difficult for me, you know, and it was a real learning experience. And I think we have to be prepared for those kinds of things. And so, you know, afterwards I did call Susan and Stacy and shared with them my experience, you know, and I learned a lot through that process. So it wasn't fun, but, you know, it's what we have to deal with and learning how to do that. So it was a real growth experience for me.
Exactly, because not everyone's going to ask the questions that are ideal for you because, again, they're going after sometimes that sensational factor, and they may do it in a way that, you know, that you may not be prepared for it. And you were ready, you know, you probably did a much better job than you think you did, I'm sure. But it's good. You learn from it, and then you're ready for the next time you're hit with something unexpected. And actually, you really, dealing with women in power and women's issues from the point of view of lessons from our Miss Americas, that can invite a lot of controversy because it's a hot topic. It's juicy to begin with. And I'm sure the hosts see a way of ratings, of really exciting their audience by saying something a little controversial. like, why, maybe they would say something like, well, come on, Penny, shouldn't women just only be in beauty contests and that's it? They have no place in the business world. That would definitely throw you, I'm sure.
Yeah, it would. It would. But I have an answer for it now.
Yeah, well, it gets the audience going. It gets the audience saying, oh, what's she going to say about that?
Right.
So
right.
There you go. Yeah, so now you'd be ready with that answer, of course.
Absolutely.
So it's fun. So your topics, you know, if there's an area for them to be controversial, they'll do it. So that's something to be aware of when you're doing any media, is just be ready for everything. Make a list to yourself of the three questions you really don't want to be asked, and you're hoping that they don't figure out these questions, that they would be good questions to ask because they would raise a lot of controversy. Figure out what those questions might be, and then make sure you have an answer for them.
Exactly.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's right.
All right. So, Penny, you've done a wonderful job. I know that you have some name brand TV now that you can embed in your bio, and you have national expertise and thought leader positioning in your industry. And this is going to go a long way for you, especially it's going to give you the competitive advantage. It's going to allow you to get the bookings, to get the jobs, the speaking events, the opportunities ahead of your competitors, because all things being equal, they go with the person who's got that media seal of approval.
Oh, absolutely. I know when I look at other speakers' bios and I see that they've appeared on Fox News or NPR or, you know, other major radio stations and television shows around the country, that's impressive, you know, and people respond to that because, you know, there's always a little bit of that celebrity factor. Everybody always likes that, and that makes it more appealing when you have that in your credentials, and you can leverage that as you go out to new clients and looking for new opportunities.
Exactly. All right. So that's wonderful. Well, I want to thank Penny Perlman. Penny is the author of Pretty Smart, Lessons from Our Miss Americas. And you can reach Penny at pennyperlman.com. That's Penny, P-E-N-N-Y, Perlman, P-E-A-R-L-M-A-N.com. So thank you so much, Penny. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today.
Thanks so much, Annie.